The roller coaster continues. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast on a Thursday. It's great to be with you. Yesterday was weird with the Reds schedule, so we didn't have a podcast on Wednesday. On Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. The Reds lose 8-0 yesterday to the Mets. Oh. That stinks. It really stinks. And it's, I'm not sure if it's going to get better right now. It's the roller coaster Reds. They dropped a 50 and 65 on the season. And this team right now reeling. Off today, they've lost 3 of 4. They went 2-7 on that road trip. And it's rough. It's rough. Look, yesterday I get they went up against Jacob DeGrom. And that's a guy who is a stud, right? His ERA is 1.77. They finally gave him in New York, they gave him some run support. But that's fine. All of that's well and good and great. And I don't care about the win or the loss. Like, honestly, I'm past that. I really am. It doesn't bother me that much. Here's what does bother me. The fact that we've talked about Anthony DeSclafani coming up here and pitching. And in his debut, who he's known for all these different control issues and walking batters and things. And I don't care about the 5 walks. That's fine. He walks and batters. 2 of them were intentional, fine. I care about 1 walk. You're walking Jacob DeGrom with the bases loaded on 4 straight pitches? What? Are you kidding me? Make him hit the ball. Make him earn the run. Instead, Jacob DeGrom gets an RBI because he didn't do anything. He stood there at the plate. He's a pitcher. And they intentionally walked the bases loaded to get to him. Robert, throw a strike. If he hits it a mile, fine. If he lined it's a line drive right at Billy Hamilton. And even as fast as Billy is, he can't get to it. Fine. But make him earn it. Take your chance. Shoot your shot, man. 4 straight pitches. You walked a pitcher. If that isn't the most frustrating thing you've seen this year, I mean, it's got to be up there, right? It's up there. And there's some other things I'm getting to about yesterday. But don't do that. Anyways, Robert Stevenson lasted 4 innings. Gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts, through 76 pitches. It's rough. It's rough right now for the Reds, who are 2-7 on the road trip. Like I said, 13 of their last 20 games have been losses. Shut out for the 7th time, and I get it. You're going up against Jacob DeGrom. None of that bothers me. What bothers me is when I see that. That is... like in Little League, if the bases were loaded, you just get the ball over the plate. 1 time if it's 3-0. Like you just got to get the ball over the plate and get a strike. And Stevenson couldn't do that? Come on, Bob. Come on, Bob. That's the most frustrating. That's the most frustrated I'll ever be at you, probably. So there's nowhere to go but up from here. The other thing yesterday that stood out, it's the first inning. And naturally... when you got a guy on the mound like Robert Stevenson going up against someone who's so established and dominant like Jacob DeGrom, run support would be key. Getting a couple runs early on DeGrom, giving Stevenson some kind of support. Well, in the first inning, Philip Irvin had a single with 1 out. Scooter Jeanette had a single with 1 out. Runners on the corners. Suarez struck out, made it 2 outs. Then Mason Williams was at the plate and Scooter Jeanette caught stealing. It was a delayed steal. Of second. He was hoping Irvin could score before he was tagged out. Didn't happen. End of inning. Done. Reds get blanked. That to me is just weird. What are we doing? What is that? I get why. Like, fine. Okay, you're trying to force. Like, I get the logic behind it in the baseball sense. But it doesn't make sense. Get a single. You know? Get a hit. You got to get a hit. Runners on the corners. That's it. I get it. Suarez struck out. That's a big strikeout. Maybe Williams can hit it. Maybe Williams can knock him in. And then the other thing that was funny, I thought, Philip Irvin. who Phil Irvin comes in and he has to pitch the ninth. He took them out with two outs in the ninth. And he's the third position player behind Pennington and Blandino to pitch for the Reds this year. But what I thought was funny is our guy Jeffrey Carr at LockedOnReds.com just wrote this real nice piece saying, hey, I want to see more Philip Irvin. Well, you got him. You got to see Philip Irvin on the mound pitching. And it's just, look, this Reds team, they're struggling right now. They are. And that's just the reality of it. And there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we could change. They're young. They're not as ready as we thought when they went on that surge. And it's a roller coaster. They're the roller coaster Reds. And I hate to say I was right, but I was right. And that's just the reality we're looking at right now with this Reds team. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Up next, Jim Riggleman on Robert Stevenson, yesterday's outing, and so much more. That's next as the Locked On Reds podcast rolls on. All right, let's hear from Jim Riggleman. Here's Riggles yesterday after the game.
No, your pitchers surrender that many walks. I imagine that was a tough one to watch.
Yeah, you know, a couple of them were intentional, but still, it's a lot of base on balls. You know, if we could have kept it at, you know, two or three run ball game, that's about as far as you can go with DeGrom out there, you know. So it got away from us when they added a couple runs on, and then, you know, it got a little ugly, as you said, afterwards with the base on balls.
For Robert Stevenson, his return, can you assess what you saw today?
Well, I thought he did some really good things, you know, but a little too dependent on his other stuff, his secondary stuff, you know, the slider and the split finger pitch, a lot of those, and you know, we got some work to do in between this start and his next one, where he can get more confident in locating his fastball.
One at bat in particular, when he walked DeGrom, it was four straight pitches that were non-fastballs. Is it, like you said, going to be approached with him as well?
Yeah, you know, the previous at bat, he struck him out on all non-fastballs. So I think he knows DeGrom's a pretty good hitter. So he was trying to get him to swing at the same stuff, but he was missing enough that DeGrom didn't bite. And, you know, it turned into a walk, like you said.
Obviously, a really tough road trip for you guys. I imagine getting home would be advantageous.
You know what? I love being at home, that's for sure, you know. But you're going to play the same amount of home and away. You got to win ball games on the road, and we did not have a good road trip. And going home doesn't solve your problems. You got to play good when you get home.
That is Jim Riggleman, audio courtesy of Fox Sports Ohio, after the game yesterday. And look, the walk just pissed me off. I don't know how I'm supposed to say it. It really bothers me. And you could say, oh, well, you got him out on this or this. When it was 3-0, I don't care how good of a hitter Jacob DeGrom is. Fastball, down the middle, get a strike. Then if you want to toy with an off-speed pitch, once you're down 3-0, it's tough to come back from anyways. But you got to get him to swing. He's a pitcher. You got to make him earn it. And that, to me, was what just bothered me so much about that at bat. I was just like, oh, God, this isn't going well. The Reds, let's look ahead. We will not have a podcast tomorrow. I am doing a little traveling during the day, and I don't want to promise you guys one and then it be like yesterday and it not work out. By the way, I'm worried. Scooter Gennett's average is down to 313. But the Reds back for 9 straight at Great American Ballpark, 3 against Arizona, 3 against Cleveland, 3 against San Francisco. I'm hoping. I don't know this yet. I'm hoping to go to the game on Saturday night. Matt Harvey is on the mound, and that's certainly, it could potentially be Matt Harvey's last start. Anthony DeSclafani gets the ball on Friday for the Reds, 5-3 on the year. I like what DeSclafani's done this year. I really do. And then Matt Harvey on Saturday. Sunday, Luis Castillo, and then Homer Bailey Monday against Cleveland. But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. You just hope, if you're the Reds now, that you can start to change things. You've been going down, 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 down. Get on the upswing now. At 50-65. Right? I mean, you're 50-65. You got, let me do some quick math here, 47 games left. 47 games left. If you go 20-27, I think people would take that. Yeah, you still lose 90 games, but it's still a slight improvement. And overall, I think if you continue your fact-finding mission, figure out what some of these young guys are, continue to let Phil Irvin play, continue to let Williams play, continue to let all these guys play. Dilson Herrera, I need to see more of him. During that process, and you go 20 and 27, I can deal with that. Get to 70 wins. I said at the beginning of the year, 70 to 75 wins, that's what I had this team at. That's what I think they'll be at, and I think they're right in line for that. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I know it's been a whirlwind as far as Reds goes. We'll be back on a normal schedule next week, starting Monday. If something over the weekend happens, breaks, something like that, I will come at you from my home office. We will get a podcast in that way. There's a lot going on right now in Reds land. Unfortunately, not much of it's good. Hopefully that changes the next time we talk. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for listening. A reminder, you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, until Monday, I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast.